Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ashley Flowers.
I'm Holly Laurent.
Hey, I'm Greg Hess.
Guys, I have a letter here today that... This is the first. It takes place in a bakery, which got me thinking about, do you guys have any, like, holiday traditions around, you know, certain baked goods or foods or anything like that?
Ooh, we've been doing pizza New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just make a ton of pizza dough and everyone gets to design their own pizza. We have tons of toppings. And so we make them one at a time and we all taste each other's pizzas. It's a nice, like, base to be able to drink.
It's sort of mayhem, but it's fun. The first few always come out great. And then as people drink more, it becomes kind of a nightmare, but still fun.
And then you got to throw in the, like, cauliflower crust one.
Yeah, then you have all these dietary restrictions. Yeah.
I know.
For whoever shows up that needs the cauliflower crust. Yeah, what about you?
No big traditions. We make, so I'm Polish. We make these cookies every year called kieflis, but it's like a whole thing. It takes so much work. I have to have my mom do most of it while I drink. But they're delicious. I love them. It's like the one Polish thing that I've kept going.
I love sitting in a kitchen and watching someone else bake. It's actually really nice. But doing the baking myself, I'm always like, it's a lot of work.
I kind of started a new biscotti tradition. My Italian aunt, she taught me how to make these awesome, like, dark chocolate and ginger biscotti. Ooh, they're so good. I make them like once a year, but it always takes like, baking takes so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just watch
it. It's like breakfast. Breakfast food takes forever to make and you eat it in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's why it's like better like when anyone makes anything for you. Everything always tastes better.
Yeah, we should all just, or just watch the Great British Bake Off or baking show.
So Ashley, we were at the vet yesterday because our dog has been having tummy issues and the vet talked us into cooking for our dog. We are currently doing like cooking where it's like ground turkey, sweet potatoes and rice. I'm like, this dog is eating better than I do.
I'm cooking more for our dog than I do for ourselves.
Want to make fun of you, but I fully made Chuck dinner last night. We had pork burger, so I made him an extra pork burger and broccoli and these like the potatoes, and I mixed it all together with some cottage cheese.
Oh,
and I was like, you don't even know how good you got it, bro.
Totally.
Did he go crazy when he put his nose in the bowl?
Oh yeah, he loved it.
And doesn't that make you so happy? I get so happy.
Like, life is short, man. You can have a pork burger with me.
It's a wonderful life.
Friends, clients, and hungry folks everywhere. In the baking world, change is inevitable. Yeast rises, fresh baked bread must cool, icing must be sampled to make sure it's just right, 5 or 6 times at least. Especially if it's cream cheese frosting. Who's with me?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that. Cream cheese frosting? Hell yeah.
It's better than the cake.
Oh, it's so good. It's all about the frosting. The cake is just a vehicle to get that frosting in my mouth.
So this holiday season, the entire Keen family is embracing change with both arms.
Okay.
The all-you-need bakery needs no introduction.
Love a bread pun.
The all-you-can-eat bakery needs no introduction.
Yes, can-eat.
It's a pun. It sort of doesn't scan if you don't see it.
It's been the pride of Middlebury for 33 years, ever since myself and Chip ran it from our garage and made deliveries via bicycle. Of course, Sarah and Simon took over bike delivery duty the minute their training wheels came off. And some of you still think we only had children just to keep up with the banana bread demand. Our lips are sealed.
Just a casual joke about child labor.
No, I always think people just are having children in case they need an extra organ someday.
I'm having a kid just because I can't find enough employees fast enough.
It's a family affair.
In last year's holiday letter, we announced all you need would be getting the holiday gift of a new set of co-owners.
Hooray.
After many family discussions, always over a fresh plate of cinnamon twists,
oh, hell yeah.
We decided to let the kids step up, take the reins, grab the whisk, and prove, pun intended, they were ready to take over the baking business.
Oh, wow. Another baking-based pun that sounds vaguely threatening.
I love it.
Is prove a baking term? I don't get it.
I only know that because of the Great British Bake Off, that proving is a thing.
Yeah, you've got to let it prove. You also have to let the fondant... This is the fondant.
I can't tell if my pastry has proved. Yeah. I have to check the proof.
And soggy bottom. You can't have a soggy bottom because if it doesn't prove long enough, it's going to be soggy on the bottom. That's what we've learned.
I have a soggy bottom right now. Can I take a break?
As parents and small business owners, we were thrilled to keep the bakery in the family. And we decided that we were going to run it together for a few years to set up the kids to win. As much as Chip wants to escape to Providence, we aren't ready to hang up just yet.
Is this just Succession set inside a bakery?
Ooh.
I'm going to pass it on, but I'll stay around for a little while to make sure that you run it right.
So difficult.
By right, yeah. I mean my way.
Yeah, <that's> right.
So hard to hand over power. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're a real chill family and it's going to be great.
No such thing. The past year has been dedicated to sharing all our tricks and secrets with the kids. How to sculpt with fondant, what makes our lemon squares so tangy, under the threat of death by rolling pin.
Oh my gosh, it is Succession. This is just another baking-based threat.
Cute.
And how to survive the big baking holidays like Valentine's, Easter, wedding season, pumpkin season, and Christmas.
Wow.
Pumpkin is a season.
Oh,
that's
right.
All year, by the way.
I know now. Pumpkin spice. What is it that everybody goes crazy for? The pumpkin spice latte?
Pumpkin spice everything.
All right.
I can't get on the pumpkin train the way everyone else can.
Me too. I know. It's
that really seems like we were sold some like late stage capitalist nightmare to suddenly want pumpkin spice and everything. I just don't understand it. The branding must have been so good to make people believe that that's a good taste.
I like when you carve pumpkins and you bake the seeds. That's good.
Yeah.
Pumpkin seeds are fun.
Don't try to stick up for pumpkin now. We've already decided the pumpkin spice is garbage.
Okay. Take that, pumpkins.
We have charged into the exciting world of running all you need, not as a couple, but as a family.
Here we go.
Every decision made together. But like the toy baby baked into a traditional New Orleans king cake, there were some surprises in store. Remember what we said about changing being inevitable?
Oh, no. Wait, did she get pregnant right before she said to retire? Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, what's a baby baked into a New Orleans king cake? I don't know that. I don't know what that is.
In the king cake, you put this little a little toy baby, and when you slice into it, whoever gets the baby wins?
Wait, you're chopping up a baby?
No, it's just a little baby figurine.
Yeah, like you want to get it in your piece for some reason, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
So, like a
makes
baby.
You really fertile? I don't remember.
Yeah, where is this going? They say change is inevitable. There's a baby baked into the... Okay. Okay.
I think they were going for a metaphor that we just don't get.
I know. That's why I'm worried she's pregnant.
In January, we planned to start the kids out in the inventory system. But instead, we found ourselves enrolled in a master class about gluten.
Uh-oh.
It turns out this cornerstone of the baking world is viewed by some, mostly ages 30 and below, as if we were pouring bug poison into our baguettes.
Okay, here we go. This isn't going to be good.
Yeah, this is bakers around the world are rallying to the cry of the anti-glutenists.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Luckily, we were able to create an area in the kitchen that can be dedicated gluten-free, and Sarah can create her GF loaves and donuts without threat of the dreaded protein.
This is calling the new owners of the bakery out. Pretty hardcore in the
family
letters.
But maybe it's good for the business. They're trying to help them progress. Don't you feel like now most places have a gluten-free option because it's so much, isn't it?
Totally.
Like,
but she does
not
want
it. I just don't know where Middlebury is. Like, there's not a whole lot of like gluten-free bakeries here in Indiana. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Middlebury, to me, it sounds like Vermont.
Here, it's hard to find gluten now. I just want some gluten and I can't find it. Everything is gluten-free.
It's all here in Indiana.
I'm worried. I'm concerned. This family affair. Gluten is going to be the protein that tears them apart.
Oh, there's more to tear them apart. You just wait.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh,
no. We made it to February, and as always, the Valentine's Day crush was upon us.
Ooh, I hope that's another pun. A Valentine's Day crush or crush.
Yeah, that sounded inadvertent.
As you know, it's like tax season for an accountant. Our cherished Valentine's Day cute couple cookies made from our man and woman cookies that fit together like two puzzle pieces sold out fast. Sarah and Simon introduced the idea that our long-running cute couple cookies were what they called gender normative. So they used half the cookies to make the new cuties that didn't wear dresses or bow ties and could be sold as individuals.
Oh, wow. There's some real generational ideas at play here.
Yeah. Sarah and Simon are like, this is a holiday that hurts people who feel alone. We need some individual cookies. They're just being sensitive.
The solo cookies didn't sell as well, but the kids are still learning the biz.
Oh, that's a little slam. The mom's like, we know the business. It's cute couple cookies or die.
We never realized people were looking to our baked goods for rules about how society should behave. I had to ask the kids if the architects of the world were basing their work on our gingerbread houses.
Oh my goodness.
Mom's pissed.
Come on, Mom. Uh-oh. I mean, at least don't make such heteronormative cookies. You could at least make a couple lesbian Valentine's Day cookies.
You could at least just like keep an open mind.
I know.
Oh,
no
man.
One's asking you to make them.
Yeah.
Just sell them.
You don't even have to eat them.
Wedding season got back on track this year, and we were slammed with orders as usual. Some of you that are local may have noticed that this year we didn't do the front window with the classic cake on a pedestal under a spotlight. I always thought it was the pinnacle of style and simplicity. But there are two red-headed, freckled members of our leadership team who didn't think it created visual excitement or tell a story.
Wow, she really loves to make the kids who I think are like in their 30s at this point really sound like babies whenever she disagrees with
Mom,
them.
Mom, pulling out red-headed, freckled members of our leadership team?
At least, that's what their big deal friend in the marketing world shared after spending all of 5 seconds in the store. Not to be cheeky, but this generation loves a snap judgment. They also think we should live stream a Twitch when we bake. If anyone knows what that means, please let me know.
I would say try it. It'll expand the brand.
I'm surprised she's kind of like ragging on stuff in the holiday letter. Like, their marketing world friend could read this letter.
I know.
And the kids are going to read this letter, and they're going to be like, Ma, did you have to call us redheaded freckle faces?
I don't think any of this is going to be a surprise to the kids.
You little redheaded freckle faces don't know the world of baking. I'm just picturing the dad from Succession writing this letter, and by the end just saying, it's all out war. Like, it's just going to be all bets are off.
The wedding cake display this year was very avant-garde.
Ooh.
It looked like some kind of cubist statue, but hey, the times, they're changing.
Okay, Picasso. Yeah, make your cubist cake. See if anybody buys it.
She's bringing Bob Dylan into
She's
this.
She's bringing Bob Dylan and Picasso into this. Two really relevant name checks there.
We're learning that four sets of hands on the steering wheel is a lot different than two.
Uh-oh.
Crash Jesus, is inevitable.
Jesus, take the wheel and drive this family to a bar.
I mean, you shouldn't have been driving with two sets of hands on the steering wheel in the first place, but add another two sets and we're really going to be a movie violation.
Good thing all savvy bakers know how to improvise. After decades of running out of vanilla extract or clarified butter or discovering I must make a souffle in an hour, I've gotten good at it.
Mm, she's an improviser.
She is. Good
she
for her.
She says yes and, unless it's about individual cuties. Cute cookies.
Sometime in October, pumpkin bread cooling all around us, we had another family meeting and the kids informed us that they are going to develop a pop-up shop inside the bakery that can change themes throughout the year.
Oh, can you imagine this family meeting where you know that it was in full on, we're going to split up and start our own bakery, and somehow they landed on just start
we'll
a competing.
We'll give you a corner.
Yeah, we'll give you a corner.
So that we're not in competition with ourselves. We're going to put a different store inside our store.
Yeah. You can tell your PC cookies and your all-inclusive cake.
With all the compromises we've gotten so comfortable with, we said, hey, as long as we don't have to run it. So keep your eye out for specialty items like mochi balls, vegan Pop-Tarts, and rainbow flag macaroons.
Oh,
you know, all
it.
That garbage that we're not going
to
make.
We are so happy to have the kids close and to be able to trust them to take over one day soon.
And only make stuff for people who are under 30. Harumph.
Yeah, in other words, we will be here until you pry my cold, dead hands off of the mixer.
Only way I'm leaving this bakery is feet first on a gurney.
We will fight to keep up traditions like our patriotic American flag monster cookies and Easter cross sugar cookies, but we respect the kids' ideas and wish them only success.
I mean, maybe this is just a big metaphor for America. Can we all be in the same bake shop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we have rainbow flag macaroons and an Easter cross cookie? Can't we all live together?
I think we can. We have to.
In closing, may your new year be as sweet as the cupcakes on our counter and as healthy as whatever Sarah and Simon are experimenting on in the test kitchen.
Healthy's not good with baking.
Oh, I know. And baking's... there's going to be cross-contamination with all this gluten flying around.
I mean, baking is sugar and butter, right?
That's right.
It's not going to be healthy.
From the Keene family to you, happy holidays and bon appetit. Chip, Jan, Sarah, and Simon.
Wow.
Well, it came around.
I don't feel like that was from Sarah and Simon at all. I would love their side of the letter.
I want to get the Sarah and Simon letter. I bet it's a very different story.
Oh, yeah. Next year, we got to find theirs.
It's been very hard working with our difficult and out-of-date parents.
On one side of the bakery is just a television monitor with Fox News. On the other side of the bakery is a television monitor with MSNBC, and they're just screaming at each other.
People walk in, they're like, I'm going to go across the street to the Starbucks.
Yeah, they're doomed. They're absolutely doomed.
Well, there you have it. Family can be messy, no matter how you slice it. But stick together like a gluten-filled cinnamon bun, and love will rise when you yeast expect it. Sorry. Now, go nosh on a vegan socialist scone and chase it with a straight white glass of milk. It's the holidays. You've got to bake it till you make it. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production. Produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?